time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go. Not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears, Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie. Charlie was in yesterday,
yep,
and kind of made an announcement that he has not been feeling well. His arm is better,
yes,
at this point.
It
but
looks
he just
much better, yeah.
Much better, but his energy levels are not quite where they should be.
Yeah.
So at this particular point, he's going to come in when he wants.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't, he
love it.
Will fill in.
Yeah. And he'll jump in on the phone line occasionally.
Yes, and
yeah,
he will join us via telephone occasionally. And as he said, if you're going to hear from him, you're going to hear from him here.
Wake up, Charlie.
Wake up. He's out there, hopefully enjoying himself.
Yeah.
So we might hear from Charlie before the show's over today. Maybe not. All kind of will depend on him. But if we do, we'll be very happy to do so.
Absolutely.
So here we are on Thursday, April the 9th, 2020. And I want to say this again because I said it earlier on, and I was even mistaken on this because of the way social media and the news cycle works locally. We do not have a death in Marion from COVID.
Oh,
no,
okay.
We don't. The guard at MCI who died did not live here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I believe they said he was from Richland County.
But there was a guard
that died.
Yes,
a guard that died.
Yeah.
But that doesn't figure into Marion County's numbers because he was not a resident of Marion County. So we cannot say that we've had a death of a Marion County resident yet. Now, he did work here, but we can't say he got it here. When I talked to Tracy Kinsler this morning, the health commissioner, she says you can't pinpoint where he got it. But the prison, they're having some cases right now, and that's a sticky wicket to be in.
And they're shoulder to shoulder, so there's no social distancing there.
Well, that's the question. How do you do it?
You can't.
You can't. And you can't evacuate the place to do a deep clean and then let everybody back in.
I think I did see that DeWine is considering people who didn't shoot somebody here. What is that term? People that...
Nonviolent.
Nonviolent, yes. I think he is looking into a lot of nonviolent prisoners to let free.
Well, apparently, according to Governor DeWine and Dr. Acton, the numbers are not going to be as high if we continue to do what we're doing. The curve is not what they thought it was going to be. It's not going to be 100,000 people a day at its height that are infected. That's good news.
It's not good news, though, that we have 400 million people right now that are infected nationwide.
No, but I think that...
Which is what? It's more than the other three or four other countries below us. And that includes China, which is billions of people.
Right, but I think the fact that our curve has come down in Ohio has to say something.
Has it come down in Ohio?
According to them,
okay,
it has.
I know it.
At one point, they thought the worst was going to be, the projection was going to be 100,000 people getting sick a day. Mm. They no longer believe that.
Yeah, no, that would be huge.
Yeah, well, that was the idea.
Yeah.
That I think we all were worried about. But again, that's I'm worried about Easter because are people going to get together? Are people going to go outside and do things with more than groups of 10? Are older grandparents going to get with the kids? I don't know. Are there going to be Easter egg hunts?
I certainly
hope
not.
Are people going to go to church services?
I certainly hope not. I've been watching the Facebook a lot, and a lot of people are saying, well, God will take care of them. Well, God also, if you believe in God, God also created the COVID virus. So how is he taking care of them? I think you better if you believe in God, I think you work with God and science, not separately.
Well, I think you have to have some kind of faith to get through this, because I think if you're locked up at home and you've got no money, science probably isn't going to do a whole lot for you to fill your pockets.
Oh, absolutely not. And I'm not even saying that it will. I just think that when it comes to any sort of virus, it's count on the medicine rather than the prayers, in my opinion. Prayers can't hurt you, but it's my opinion.
But I do think that, you know, I am a big proponent of letting people believe what I believe what I want to believe.
Sure.
I have a hard time knocking anything that anybody's doing.
Oh, I'm not knocking anything.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that it's an interesting conversation to have.
Sure.
I guess what I'm saying is I would not tell people to depend on something other than what they're depending on. I hope that everybody gets, you're not supposed to stay 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
I see people with the masks on.
Yeah, they do.
I see people staying home. I see people calling up and asking if they're essential or not.
I'm a little afraid for you. I saw you at your work the other day and you were closer than 6 feet.
Well, you have to be.
I know you do, and I hate that. It scares me for you.
Well, often we'll go, away we go, I guess. But you know what? I guess we're considered essential workers at this point.
Yeah, and media is considered, and media probably, I think, is rightfully essential workers, because we need to know what's going on right now. Oh, I'm slight of my progressive life thing, but media will tell us what is a fact, and not what's guesswork. And I appreciate our media and the people that know. I wish I were as smart as some of these 20-something people that work for MSNBC or even Fox. I mean, there are some brilliant young people right now, and we need to listen to the brilliant people tell us what to do.
I just think that faith and spirituality are a personal thing, and I think a lot of people right now who are about not to be able to go to the grocery store and who are about, you know, can't spend those holidays that they depend on with their family, mm-hmm. and people who are living alone because they're not married and don't have kids, I think right now they might be dependent on that, and I'm not sure that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me, as an agnostic, what keeps me going? Well, what keeps me going is I kind of believe what you were just saying. I believe that everybody should believe what they want to believe, and hold it close to them at times like this, because you need support, whether your support is that you have faith in the science will find a cure, or you have faith that God's going to carry you through this, or whatever your faith is. Your faith, there are a lot of people that believe that what will be, you know, there is no nothing. And believe in whatever makes you feel good, whatever makes you feel that you can face tomorrow.
Well, that's where I think people who have no spirituality and have no faith, that's why I think they have a bad reputation. And it reminds me of Madeline Marie O'Hare,
yeah.
who was known as the most hated woman in America because she was shrill.
Yes, she was
about
shrill.
How she went about that. I don't think if Madeline wanted to believe that there was no heaven and there was no hell, and when you die you just go into the ground and biodegrade, that's fine for Helen,
yeah.
and that's fine for her family. That she was so nasty to people
yes.
who believed, I think that's the problem.
And it gave those of us who are agnostics, who, especially people like me, who were raised in a Methodist minister's home, it gives us a bad name, because most of the people, and by the way, non-belief is the fastest growing belief in the United States. About 30% of the people in the United States now consider themselves if you ask them what they believe in, it would be secular rather than religious. And but it gave us a bad name, because I don't know a single agnostic or atheist, depending on how far you take it, I don't know a single one that would criticize anybody for having a religious belief, because we all, most of us, believe that, that it's a good thing to have a religious belief.
I hope not. I hope we've gotten past that point.
Oh, I think so. But you are absolutely right. When she came out, it was, not only was it shrill, it was condemning. It was pointing the finger at people, you know, and that's stupid. It's just like saying all Democrats are stupid, or all Republicans are stupid. You're going to be wrong.
Well, and I just think at some point you've also got to understand, I don't know why those are such sticking points. They always say you should never talk religion and you should never talk politics.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why those have become the two sticking points, because, well, I do know why. It's because we have no toleration for people who don't think like us when it comes to those two. Now, anything else, we can have total toleration. You raise your kids a certain way? Oh, that's okay. I'm just not going to raise my kids that way.
Well, some people will criticize
not
you
to the,
for...
Not to the degree
no, absolutely
of
not.
Politics and religion.
Well, that's one of the things I like. One of the reasons why I like coming here and working here is you and I talk about religion, we talk about politics, we talk about money, but we don't disagree with each other. We just know what we believe, and we allow the other person to believe what they believe. And I think that's the way we're going to move forward in this world. If we continue to go, my side's better than your side, we're just going to go back into the same old wars that we've always had. And one of the things I like to compare it to, I don't know, did you have paper drives when you were a kid? Probably not, right?
Paper drives.
Yeah, where you?
I don't remember a paper drive.
Okay, a paper drive. When I was a kid, and everybody who's over 60 probably remembers this. When I was a kid, the schools would have a paper drive, and they'd put you in two teams. And it, unusually, and probably ironically, it was always a blue team and a red team because of the colors of our flag. The blue team would always, for the term that we were collecting papers, and we were collecting papers, I don't know why, but they recycled the papers, the newspapers. And the blue team would always hate the red team, and the red team would always hate the blue team. And I mean, it was it was kind of violent, not violent, but it was, I really hate you because you're on the blue team, you know, that type of thing. And unfortunately, the United States has kind of gotten to the point, and about as immature as that was, we have become very immature in our thought process. I love coming and talking with you before we're on the air, because you and I can talk about things that we disagree about. And I think that America needs to learn how to do that.
Well, Sam Donaldson was saying this morning that's what he hopes one of the effects of this is.
Boy, was he good this morning. Yeah, I really enjoyed him.
Is that maybe it won't be so divisive anymore.
I hope so. I absolutely hope so. And there will be tons of changes. We're already starting to see them. And it may be that, but there will be a lot of things that we do. I imagine that at least for the next couple of years, you'll see an awful lot of people out on the street with masks on. You'll see some social distancing. I heard somebody say last night, people will no longer shake hands as a way of greeting.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I just hope, though, that people are approaching this. I wrote something on Facebook the other day that it's interesting to me, and I won't say who they were.
Someday you're going to have to explain to me half of your texts.
Now, some of those are on purpose, though. You know,
yeah, I know they are.
I have always believed. Now, this, if anybody who follows me on Facebook, and I know a lot of people listening do because I get the comments, I never believe mentioning somebody else on Facebook. So that's why my posts are a little vague.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm... I'll mention a national person because they're not going to care.
Yeah.
But I'm not, if it's about somebody locally, I'm first of all, I'm not going to message them for permission to say it because I think that's silly. But I do want to say sometimes most of my posts are positive.
Yes, they are.
You know, I love what somebody's doing. I think that I'm seeing a lot of kind acts, but I never say who's doing them because I don't like, for the same reason I don't like when people knock people by name, I don't like when people use their name in a positive method. So, you know, that's just all it is. So they become a little more vague because I'm not telling you exactly what the act was, but I think it needs to be said that good things are going on.
Yes. Oh, all the time. This the interview I had yesterday with the husband and wife who are the I always mispronounce their last name. Litscher. Anyway, the thing that they're doing to help the food banks in Marion County move forward, and I think there will be lots of things like that that we ought to pat each other on the back now, as opposed to running each other down.
Well, and also on Facebook, a lot of people love to talk about relationships. They love to talk about love. And, you know, I read people's posts. I never comment on other people's posts, but I like to have my opinion, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do get a little tired of all the loving stuff.
Oh, that's people love that.
I know they do. It gets a little bit sticky sometimes. Well, for me, it does.
I always look at, anytime people post the loving stuff, I always think, well, the divorce is probably right around the corner. So here comes the break. We're coming back with trivia right after this.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble back, filling in for Charlie Evers. Do want to let you know that yesterday we had Slim Goodbody on the show, and he has a video. It's free on YouTube. Just search Slim Goodbody COVID-19. You'll get the video. It's fascinating because it tells you where the name COVID-19 came from. It tells you how to talk to children, not be so scared. It's a short video, 8 or 9 minutes, something like that. But it's worth seeing, and it's linked on my Facebook page. But if you just go to YouTube and search Slim Goodbody, COVID-19, you will get it.
I enjoyed listening to your explanation of it. I really didn't have any idea.
Well, for people who haven't heard, I think it bears repeating.
Sure.
COVID-19, what it stands for, the CO is corona, the VI is virus, mm-hmm. The D is disease, and 19 is 2019, the year it got started, because it started in China in December of 2019.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of our president calling it the China virus?
Whatever.
Why would anybody want to name a virus after it? But we did have the Spanish flu.
whatever people want to do at this point is my opinion. Yeah. I don't care.
It's not going to be kind no matter what you call it.
It at this point, I just hope people are doing the best that they can. I get the impression that Dr. Fauci is doing the best that he can.
Yeah.
He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that's all you need.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad there are people like him that are brave enough to talk to power and tell power that maybe they're wrong.
Well, it's interesting to me all the masks that have come out here locally in the last week or so since we decided that masks were a good thing.
Oh, masks, yes.
Masks, yeah.
Well, so, including yours truly.
I don't, as was talked about this morning by Tracy Kinsler, a lot of people wear them wrong. And the gloves, the special way you have to take them off, and I don't think people know that stuff.
Of course not.
I think it's broad swipes. And
they weren't taught how to put gloves on and take them off. And one of the things my wife is all concerned about is that I spray my mask so I can get 2 days' use out of it because I only have 4 left. And she thinks, oh, that will not help the mask. Well, first of all, I'm spraying it to make it sanitary again. It doesn't degrade it because it is fabric. And the masks really, from what I understand, basically help the people you're talking to, not who's talking to you.
I am just at this point, and I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but where we are right now, I'm happy with. This disease is going to be the disease. We're going to deal with it the way we're going to deal with it.
How can you be happy with
it? Well, I'm going to give you an explanation here.
Shut up, Glenn.
I'll get it out. But in the beginning, first of all, I think we were too cavalier And then I think we panicked too much, and we went and bought all the toilet paper and the meat and the milk and the eggs, and the stores were full. And then we are now where I don't see the panic. I really don't. The meat, the limits are gone. The milk is back in the store. The eggs are back in the store. The only thing that's still in trouble is the paper products.
Yeah, the TP.
So, you know, I think people have calmed down. I think people have gotten a little better. They're understanding it more. And the panic has finally subsided.
Yeah.
The panic is not there. We're aware it's a pandemic. We're listening to the doctors. We're doing the best with what we can do. The money's on its way. We got that figured out. People aren't so panicked about that anymore. And so I'm okay with this position right now. If we got to be in it, this is a good place to be.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised with how few people. As you know, I had to go get my medicine out at Kroger's yesterday, and I was the only person in line, which was very pleasurable.
It hasn't been terribly busy for a while.
And I went to another grocery store, and there was nobody there. So I was glad to see that. People are taking it seriously, and it may help. You know, they're talking about the intercontinental cities. Now, the rural cities are going to be hit now. And maybe we won't be hit quite as bad because we're starting to use some of the intelligence that we've been given.
You know, I don't think, though, my opinion, I don't think the reason the stores are emptier is because people are staying home to stay home because of the disease. I think the panic has stopped. I think they have their food and they have their paper products and they have what they need. And they've adapted. I think in the beginning they thought the stores are going to close, the government's going to close everything, I'm going to run out of money, and here we go.
Well,
But I don't see that now.
Here's where you and I disagree.
Oh, we can do that.
but we disagree, and I truly believe we disagree because you're in your 30s and I'm in my 70s. I think you're in your 30s, aren't you?
One more year.
Okay. Anyway, I think younger people tend not to worry about it as much, the disease, because they're less likely to die. Now, if I get COVID-19, if I get it, the chance of me croaking are way higher than the chance of you if you get it.
But I'm just saying when I am in the grocery store, I see 80-year-old people and I see 20-year-old people. And it's the sheer numbers that are down of people who are coming in, and they're not mass buying. I'm buying one package of hamburger.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
but
I understand that.
A week ago, no.
But my wife and I usually went to the grocery, I'd say 3 or 4 times a week, just because, well, we don't have any hamburger, I better go get it, and you'd run and get a pack of hamburger. We now only go once a week, and we do it. We pre-plan it. We have all written down on a list, and I go out and I buy it.
I just think the two things that caused tremendous panic were they're going to close the grocery stores next.
You know, I never thought that.
Ever. Oh, I know people did.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, I know they did.
I didn't.
Because every time the governor spoke and closed something else, there would be a surge.
And, is that right? You could see that.
Oh, without a
oh
doubt.
Oh, my.
And I've also noticed that not only was that going on, that people thought they were going to close the grocery stores, people thought they were going to run out of money because the stimulus bill hadn't been passed. Nobody knew how much money it was going to be. They didn't know how soon it was going to come, how it was going to come. Was it going to come in a check? Nobody knew. We know these things now.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid people are going to run out of money because $1,200 is not going to last too many people too long. And, I would venture to say to get by, you need at least $1,200 a month to get by. I mean, most people's rent is at least $400 or $500.
But I think a lot of people are getting unemployment. The rules on that have changed quite a bit. And
that's
a lot
helpful.
Of people are still working at home and are getting their regular paycheck. I think we're going to be okay with that. And they're working on a second stimulus now.
Yeah, or actually it's a fourth bill that they're working on, which is, kind of a second tier.
A second money one for people.
Yeah, yeah. But they are relieved to know that they are going to get some money. There was some anxiety out there.
There
about
was a lot.
What the heck am I going to do? I can't pay my rent.
When the governor closed the schools on a Friday, and then he closed the restaurants on a Sunday, and then he closed everything but essential the following Sunday. People thought that, yeah, the grocery stores are going to come, everything's going to go, and it didn't. And it's been quite a while now since any of that has happened. We haven't had any more closures, probably a week and a half now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you know, since I ran for office statewide, Democratic, a friend of mine became Richard Cordray, and I would have much preferred to have him as the governor. But I've got to admit, I really think Mike DeWine is, as far as the virus goes, I think he's doing a pretty darn good job.
I think most people feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think on both sides of the aisle, they're feeling that.
Well, I think that is hopefully what happens in a crisis.
Yeah.
Is we stop worrying about the politics of it.
It's not happening nationally.
Well, no, but that was so bitter beforehand.
It's going to remain that way until 208 days from now.
Well, not
that anybody's counting.
Well, at least the one thing we've got from this is right now we would really be in the thick of name-calling and a big presidential election and a lot of ads, and we're not.
Yeah, well, and Bernie is stepping down yesterday, I believe it was. That's going to help the Democrats coalesce, but it's hopefully it'll help everything a little bit. Take the focus off of the election. We still need to worry about the election, though, because.
But I like it when it used to be 3 months before, and maybe it will this time.
Yeah,
again.
Maybe so. But I think we're going to have another problem in that. Apparently, there are a lot of people in this world that want to cut back on the number of people that can vote. And there's all sorts of things going along about that. But I'll talk about that next Wednesday at my show.
Well, we'll see what happens here, because I think the longer this goes on, the more fallout there is from it. You know, when you're talking about a year and a half for a vaccine, that's totally getting rid of it. What if there is a second wave in the fall? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of scary. But, you know, we've always done better than was expected scientifically. I'm hoping that they will come up with a vaccine before a year and a half. Now, the problem is that they have all the testing that they have to do. You know, it's required, and it's also safe. You don't want to shoot somebody up with something they might die from, which would be worse than the COVID. Anyway, I'm hoping that maybe we can cut 6 months off of that 18-month thing.
By the way, we've got about 4 months before we're going to go.
Four months.
Oh,
this is going to be a long show.
It's going to be a long show today. 4 months. We've got 4 minutes before we're going to go to break here. What are you doing for Easter? Are your Easter plans changed this year as to what they would normally be? I'm interested. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. I see a lot of people buying hams, and that tells me maybe they are having a big Easter dinner. Are you going to have Easter egg hunts? Are you going to church? Are you going to sit in the parking lot? How's this all going to be done? I know a lot of things are changing. How are you going to spend Easter? Let us know. 740-383-9944.
I had a little bit of my Easter celebration last night. My son, my youngest son, is a vintner. He makes wine out in California. And he and his wife now do a weekly podcast about wine. And so we got to watch my son, my daughter-in-law, and my granddog talk about wine last night. So we got to, you know, with the modern technology, we can now see our family without actually going. And there's a new one called, is it Zoom, I think, where you can bring in several people onto the screen and watch them all, which I think is fantastic. I think that will be something that will be a positive out of this particular problem.
Maybe we can just do that from now on instead of anybody getting together.
I love it.
We'll just Zoom anything in. Why go visit people? Save your gas.
I've got to talk to people, though. I can't just be by myself.
You don't want to be sitting there talking to them on the Zoom?
That means, well, I don't mind that, but I don't want to be sitting in my living room talking only to my wife.
Apparently, nobody is doing anything for Easter, or they've all fallen asleep at this particular point and don't want to let us
wake
know.
Wake up, wake up.
Yeah, or anything else on your mind you want to talk about, let us know. 740-383-9944. We are going to get to some trivia here. You know, I did a lot of this. It's just pop culture trivia last week, and it went over well. We got a lot of questions answered, but this was one that nobody could get, and these are the ones we haven't got answered from last week, so if you have a guess, give us a call. 740-383-9944. On the TV series The Facts of Life, what was the name that little Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? That was a long-standing question.
Yeah, that would be.
We also had, in Knight Rider, what does KIT, K-I-T-T's, stand for? What does KIT stand for?
I'll get that during the break.
What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Dukes of Hazzard was a spinoff. What show was it a spinoff from? And let's see, maybe we can get a new question going today. How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard?
I didn't know that's his name. There's a new question.
How old was he when he started playing that role of Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard? So what show was Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? What show did Little Andy, or what was the name of the singing group Little Andy gave the girls on The Facts of Life? And how old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard? Hey, guess his age. You might get that right. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. And we're going to go to break here momentarily and come back with much more here on WWGH Radio 107.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, filling in for Charlie Evers today. Now, here are the trivia questions. On The Facts of Life, what name did Little Andy give to the girls when they needed a name for their singing group?
That's a good one.
That's an interesting one.
I didn't know they had a singing group.
Apparently they did. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? We're looking for that one. How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard? What was his age?
Well, he was more than 12.
Yeah, apparently. And on Three's Company, what was Larry's last name?
Oh, you got it. Somebody already knowing the answer.
Do you know who Larry was?
Uh-uh.
Neither do I. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on KIT.
Yes.
It stands for Knight Industries 2000.
Oh, wow.
Let me take care of it.
I think that sounds right.
Yes, Knight Industries 2000.
Excellent.
Knight Rider, what does KIT stand for? Knight Industries 2000. Thank you.
Well,
I didn't realize it was in 2000, though. Is that when?
Was that when the show was set? I haven't seen that show.
I haven't either.
Since Who Flung the Chung.
Okay, I missed that one too.
That's a new saying. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that.
Is that something Abby taught you?
No,
Who Flung the Chung?
No. She's from Kentucky, but she doesn't go that deep. On Facts of Life, what was the name that Little Andy gave the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? That question's still out there. We also have, what was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? It was a spinoff of a television series. How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard? On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name? The upstairs neighbor, Larry.
Oh, that's who Larry was, the upstairs neighbor.
The upstairs neighbor. And here's one for you. What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview?
Oh, my.
How about that? Don't get in this guy's way.
Yikes.
What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during a 2020 interview? And I'll give you one more so we have five going. What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi?
It wasn't Baker.
No, Jim Baker's selling other things at this point.
Yeah, I'm shocked. He doesn't even look like he used to look.
Well, he was in the pen for a while.
Yeah, he's in the Hooskow.
in the Hooskow.
Wherever that name came from.
I don't know what that
is. There's a trivia one for it.
That's an old, old saying, the Hooskow. 740-383-9944. What was Reverend James' real last name on Taxi? What professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's ears during a 2020 interview? On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name? How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard? What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? And what name did Little Andy give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group on The Facts of Life? 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. That's why you don't want to get too rough in an interview. They can pop your eardrums.
Yeah. Well, hey, in my show after this is done, I'm going to have Easter trivia. And it's not irreverent to have Easter trivia. It's...
What kind of Easter trivia?
Well, things like why do we have colored Easter eggs and things like that.
Because they're better to look at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? I think I could get that one right. Go ahead, caller.
I think John was 19 years old.
Not 19. Oh. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yes. Yeah, we do have a smart audience, but we missed on that one.
Huh? Yeah, the question is, how old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard? How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke?
He was certainly a love item for a lot of young
ladies.
Well,
wasn't everybody on that show Catherine Bach with her Daisy Duke shorts?
And I was always... Now, see, she wore pantyhose under those Daisy Dukes.
Did we talk about pantyhose recently?
Yes, we talked about it at Hooters. The waitresses
wore
pantyhose under the... I think that's a non-fashion thing.
I don't know if people still wear pantyhose or not. I don't see the things in the stores anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Do you?
I never did go looking there. I'm embarrassed.
There.
I'm embarrassed to walk down that aisle, even if it's going directly to the beer stand.
They used to be in the front of the store.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. There used to be racks for pantyhose because a lot of women would run in and buy pantyhose and leave.
Oh, well, I
why is pantyhose a bad product?
I diverted my eyes.
Wait a second. Why is pantyhose a bad product to look at? It's not like it's a hygiene product.
No, but I don't know. As old guys, we all think it has something to do with sex, I guess.
Pantyhose?
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of people... I think, what was the purpose of pantyhose?
To make your legs look nice.
Right, so I don't think it has anything to do with what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because a lot of women...
Or to rob a bank. That's what.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Reverend Jim's last name was Ignatowski.
Oh,
but that was his name that he gave himself, but it wasn't his real last name
really?
On the show.
Oh, I love that.
That was the name on the show, though.
Well, but on the show, he actually came from a different family, and they found out during the course of the show, in a couple episodes, that he had changed his name.
He changed his name.
Yeah.
To Ignatowski.
To Ignatowski, but his name
Google lied to me.
I know.
Oh, I hate it when Google does that.
Ask Google about the real last name.
What was his maiden name?
Thank you. 740-383-9944. The question is...
Now I know who he was. I didn't. When you asked the question, I had no idea.
What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Yes, it was Reverend Jim Ignatowski. That was the character. But we learned throughout the course of Taxi that, you know, he had gotten into drugs, and that's how he had strayed from his real family. And his real last name was not Ignatowski.
I bet it was Smith.
Could be. Somebody could call and guess that. What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? Which professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during an interview on 2020? On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name, the upstairs neighbor? How old was John Schneider when he first portrayed Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard? What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? And what was the name of the singing group on The Facts of Life?
Does your little sheet of paper tell you how the eardrums were popped? I mean, what caused that?
Punched him.
Oh, my goodness.
Slapped him.
Slapped him.
It was an open hand punch.
Okay. Could he hear after that?
I think John Stossel's still on the air somewhere.
Yeah, but I just wondered how long. They'd have to have taken him to the hospital after that.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Holy cow.
I think you can pop your eardrum and still hear.
Oh, can you? Oh,
okay. I think so.
I have no idea.
I think it just bleeds.
Oh.
And then they...
Gross.
Yeah, that was my understanding. I think eardrums heal.
Okay.
Maybe. I think they must have, or John Stossel would be in trouble.
Yes, he would.
Yes.
He does count on being able to hear.
Got to be able to hear, even to this day. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? How old was John Schneider when he first portrayed Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard? On Three's Company, what was Larry the upstairs neighbor's last name? Who popped John Stossel? Go ahead, caller.
John Schneider, maybe 17 years old.
Not 17. Oh, good guess, though.
Are we surrounding it?
17's good. Thank you. Not 17. How old was John Schneider when he first portrayed Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard?
And you're talking about his actual chronological age.
Chronological
not what
age.
They were saying he was on the show.
I don't know if they ever said.
No,
I doubt they did.
He looked like he was in his 20s, so maybe, who knows?
It's an interesting
this
question.
This person, this caller.
Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to read this to you here, Scott.
No, go ahead.
You're in trouble,
Scott.
He was
17 when he found himself cast as the role of Bo Duke.
That could be.
And that was when he was cast.
Right, that could be.
Now I know how old he was.
He was cast. He was probably six. So.
Well, okay. When he was cast and when the show went on the... Okay, well, yeah, I guess they're going. What we're saying is when he first played Bo Duke.
Yeah.
When you're cast, you don't play the role.
Yeah.
You're just cast in the role.
Yep.
So it could have, he could have been 17 when he was cast.
When I was young, I went to one casting call. As you know, I studied to be an actor and was miserable at it. But I went to one casting call, and I would have been on a show about 2 years later if I had gotten the role. Because
so there you go.
It was a television show.
So that's what I said. I'm not saying that that's not correct. He might have been 17 when he got cast on the role, but when the show went on, by the time it got on the air and the first episode was taped, he was not 17.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on after the casting.
Right, and that's what this question is about. How old was John Schneider when he first played Bo Duke?
Yeah, okay.
Not when he was cast.
Yeah. Okay.
Which are different questions.
Which leaves only one answer, but I'm not going to say.
Does it?
Well, not really. You could have. He could have been 25.
There's
I don't
a
know.
Lot of ages in there.
There are.
On Three's Company, what was Larry's last name, the upstairs neighbor? Which professional wrestler popped both of John Stossel's eardrums during an interview on 2020? What was Reverend Jim's real last name on Taxi? What was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? And somebody please tell me what the singing group was that Andy gave the girls, the name of the singing group that Andy gave the girls on the Facts of
please.
Life. Please, I want to cross that question off.
Do you think our listeners would be interested if I got Dave Ruprecht on my show? He's the guy that did the supermarket sweep.
Maybe we could learn how to fill up a shopping cart.
Yeah, yeah, and he did it for 15 years and made a lot, and he was my best friend in college. So
it might be interesting to learn the ins and outs of a game show.
Yeah, it might be.
Be fascinating. So all you people who are Googling, Google this so we can get this question out of
yes,
here.
Yes, please.
On the Facts of Life, what was the name that Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group?
Oh, I know. It was the Beatles.
The Beatles? Well, we got all the girls named last week, so I was happy with that.
Yeah. Well.
But now we cannot get the name of the singing group that little Andy gave them.
I watched that show for one reason, and it goes back to my... perversions. There was one really cute girl on there.
Now, have you ever seen a therapist for any of this?
Well, I've seen a therapist, but she didn't get into that.
She didn't get into that part?
No.
She didn't say, well,
you need to go home.
Where this comes from. This comes from an interesting place.
Well, I've been married 50 years, so apparently...
But it hasn't stopped. The
I still smile at cute girls.
The Facts of Life. You know, I don't know. Facts of Life was a good show.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it, and the lines, it was written pretty well.
Well, that's what I don't understand about shows. It's the only walk of life where people find this true. Okay, Facts of Life was an all-female cast.
Mm-hmm.
Boys couldn't watch it. Men couldn't watch it.
Oh, I think boys watched it a lot.
Yeah, but I think some did watch it because it was a well-written show. I would say the same thing for a show like Golden Girls.
Yes, I would say you're right.
Yeah. So it's weird to me how people think that a show like that, because the common wisdom would not, boys wouldn't watch that.
Yeah.
Well, if it stinks, maybe they wouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you what, there were an awful lot of us boys that watched Mickey Mouse Club just because of Annette.
Well, with the Mickey Mouse, was that a written show?
No, I think, well, who knows?
What was the theme song? Now, there was a popular theme song.
I can sing it for you, but I'm not going to.
Come on, we got a
MICKEYMOUSE, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, forever let us hold our banner high. That's all I remember. Yeah.
Well, isn't there like a big ending?
Oh, yeah, there is, but I can't remember the words.
You're all invited back next week to this locale. No, that was Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah. Can anybody sing the Mickey Mouse Club theme song?
Well, you've done better than anybody in this world has ever done. I've never sung in public since I got out. Since I got out of my folk trio, yeah.
That's what this show's all about.
Well, I did sing in church choirs a lot, but
I cannot believe that we don't know the Mickey Mouse Club theme song. It used to be so popular.
Well, I do know it. I just don't know.
But you don't know the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, think about it during the break. When we come back on the other side of the break here, somebody call in
and sing it for us.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to sing it. Just, you know, tell us.
Tell us the words. Maybe then I'll sing it for you.
Then you'll sing it. But you know what the words are. So come back. Don't go anywhere. Get some cheese dip and some tortilla chips and come back in about 10 minutes. Here on WWGH Radio.
GH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have a public life since Mary Tyler Moore.